Hachette Audio presents Maximum Ride Forever, written by James Patterson, read by Casey Lee Heisenbach. To the reader, the idea for the Maximum Ride series comes from earlier books of mine called When the Wind Blows and The Lake House, which also feature a character named Max who escapes from a quite despicable school. Most of the similarities end there. Max and the other kids in the Maximum Ride books are not the same Max and the kids featured in those two books. Nor do Franny and Kit play any part in the series. I hope you enjoy the ride anyway. Prologue. Chapter 1. Hey, you! This is important. What you're holding in your hands is the only written record of the new history of the world. Don't freak out. I know I'm making it sound like a textbook, and believe me, I hated school more than anyone. But this much I can promise. It's not like any textbook you've read before. See, this chunk of pages tells the story of the apocalypse and all that came after. Some pretty heavy stuff for sure. And I don't blame you for being nervous. We all know that history tends to repeat itself, though. So for your sake, and the sake of the future, I hope you'll read it when you're ready. Max. Chapter 2. I know why you're here, and I know what you want. You want to know what really happened. You want the truth. I get it. I've wanted the same thing my whole life. But now I'm convinced the only real truth is the one you find for yourself, not what some grown-up or CNN tells you. The problem is, the truth isn't always kittens and rainbows. It can be harsh. It can be extremely hard to believe. In fact, the truth can be the very last thing you want to believe.